USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC says today no cases of the new Omicron COVID variant have been detected in the United States so far. The new strain was recently found for the first time in South Africa, now being called a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says while there's no need to panic, it's likely that the variant is already in the U.S. The White House announcing travel restrictions effective Monday for 8 African nations to try to keep the variant from spreading. The electricity is being shut off in parts of Southern California to reduce the risk of wildfires. More than 120,000 Southern California Edison customers had their power shut off Friday. More could have it shut down today. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans spent less money than was expected at U.S. shopping centers, as in brick-and-mortar stores, on Black Friday. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says they spent about $6.6 billion as of 9 o'clock Eastern last night, about $2 billion less than expected, though better than last year. Adobe Analytics says consumers spent $5.1 billion shopping online on Thanksgiving Day as well. A Christmas tree shortage continues to be felt nationwide.
It's not going to be like it was in years past.
Ed Gallo owns Gallo Family Christmas Trees in Tampa, Florida. He tells Fox News Live bigger Christmas trees have been hard to come by.
The bigger ones were gone early.
The National Christmas Tree Association saying it expects steady price increases over the next few years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street tanking in a shortened trading day Friday as those COVID variant fears took hold. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russian authorities have released the names of the 51 people presumed dead after a devastating methane explosion in a Siberian coal mine. It's believed to be the deadliest since 2010. More on the story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A rescuer at Russia's collapsed Lysvannaya coal mine who went missing was found alive, according to officials, after 51 people died in the mine explosion on Thursday morning. The regional prosecutor has begun an inquiry on whether labor and industrial safety laws were followed, while a government investigation arm has launched a criminal case.
A Pennsylvania man's been killed by a stray bullet while he was eating his Thanksgiving dinner. Authorities near Philadelphia say that bullet went through a window in the man's house in Norristown, hitting him in the torso, and he was flown to a hospital, but he was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. Officials say no one in the home was involved in the argument outside that apparently led to the shooting. The shooter is still at large at last check. Famous Hollywood Bear has passed away. The Vital Ground Foundation says Bart the Bear, too, died, in the words of a statement, silently and naturally in Utah a few days ago. The grizzly was featured in many motion pictures, including Dr. Dolittle 2 and We Bought a Zoo. Also was in the HBO series Game of Thrones. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.